Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Natalie DeLapp for Community Comment. This week, we heard about record-breaking temperatures surging across the Pacific Northwest. I was in Brookings to enjoy the sunshine along the Chetco River. What I was not expecting was a 98-degree day on the coast. Maybe the Brookings effect, which is when high pressure causes warm inland air to flow down the Chetco River and pushes cooler offshore breezes away, is typical, but maybe not. The locals were certainly complaining about the heat. Meanwhile, in the Eureka area, we've remained a steady 63 degrees with cool marine breezes. Our natural air conditioning may lull us into chill complacency, but preparing for changing climates and building resiliency is a must. Fortunately, the majority of Humboldt's population areas are served by the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District's operations, and Ruth Lake is near 98% capacity. However, our neighboring watersheds, the Klamath, Van Dusen, Eel, and Russian rivers, are experiencing record low flows. A state of emergency was declared in Mendocino with surface water rationing and prohibition on diversions. Well, what does that mean for us? If you're a rural landowner, it means that reliance on surface water diversions and well water may be precarious in the future. California's legal cannabis industry is not allowed to draw from surface waters between April 15th and October 15th. That being said, many operators rely on deep, non-hydrologically connected wells. The same is true for our traditional agricultural operations. Dependence on surface water and well water is not a long-term solution. While the majority of Humboldt County is not in a critical groundwater management area, it is only a matter of time before science shows that what we've previously believed to be non-hydrologically connected actually is hydrologically connected. Widespread adoption of decentralized water storage is key. Both rural and suburban landowners can implement rainwater catchment systems using hard tank storage. We can store water during the wet winter months, pulled from surface water or wells for use during the dry summers. Rural landowners can work with CDFW to develop ponds that benefit agriculture and provide water for fire emergencies. It's not a matter of if, it's when fire will impact Humboldt County. That means preparing with fire preparedness strategies now. Defensible space clearing is not only allowed, it is required by state law. Again, for rural landowners, non-commercial forest thinning can make a difference, and maybe it's time to consider developing a timber harvest plan to reduce timber socking on your forested landscapes. Building climate-resilient communities starts at home. Whether we are suburban or rural, we have a role to play. And when it comes time for our local and state policymakers to implement plans, I ask you to speak up. This has been Natalie DeLapp for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.